Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day and a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 58, talking about the guests. He used to say, Ben Zoma used to say, what does a good guest say? How much trouble my host has taken for me? How much meat he has brought before me? How much wine he has brought before me? How many rolls he has brought before me? And all the trouble he has taken was only for my sake. But what is a bad guest saying? How much trouble, after all, has this host put himself out? I have eaten one piece of bread. I have eaten one slice of meat. I have drunk one cup of wine. All the trouble which my host has taken was only for the sake of his wife and his children. We see the difference between how a good guest should talk and behave and how a bad, quote-unquote, best guest should talk and behave. It brings to mind the idea of Hakaras HaTov, of being careful with respecting others and being grateful to others and having gratitude towards others and being able to understand that anything that's done for you is really not owed or expected to you. My wife and I talked about this all the way in the beginning on our first date, a very core fundamental value of how it is to be appreciative, how it is to be thankful, and how it is to say thank you to everyone around you, to everyone that helps you. We've talked about this before. No matter who helps you in your life, you should thank them and be grateful for them, whether it's the post office or the barista or anybody that helps you. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so kava homer, when you're eating out by a meal, someone had the ability to invite you, thank them for having you, thank them for the food they gave you, thank them for having playdates built in for your children. When you have other people and they come, thank them for coming, even though you're doing them, quote unquote, a favor. Really, the guest does more for the host than the host does for the guest, they say. So when in your life, make sure to be appreciative, to be thankful to everyone around you, whether your spouse does something for you, your children do something for you, a friend does something for you. Always be thankful, always be appreciative, and in that way, the world could become a more thankful and a more grateful place. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 59 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.